Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, August 12th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of local and regional news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Broadway theater marquees to light up in unity to say no Times Square casino as residents and workers rally to oppose casino at first hearing. Members of the Broadway theater community, neighbors, and local nonprofit organizations will rally to oppose developer SL Green's casino plans, which threaten Broadway's economic activity and residents. Times Square marquees at 16 theaters will light up with No Times Square Casino message, urging the public to visit notimessquarecasino.com and contact elected officials. The rally precedes the first public hearing of the Community Advisory Committee for the Times Square proposal, where 71% of the community opposing the casino will voice their concerns. The grassroots coalition opposing the casino has grown to 35 organizations, including Broadway unions, social service providers, and resident groups, demonstrating the widespread opposition to the casino proposal.
Q&A with Thomas Rudziwick, President Chief Executive Officer of MassBeth Federal Savings. Thomas Rudziwick, President and Chief Executive Officer of MassBeth Federal Savings, explains why the financial literacy program is crucial. With financial literacy in the U.S. at 50%, the program aims to educate students on budgeting, saving, and credit. Partnering with schools, MFS offers tools like the Johnny Card to help students manage finances. Schools can collaborate by hosting seminars or events. The long-term vision is to build a financially literate community. In today's complex financial landscape, early education empowers students to make informed decisions. MassBeth Federal Savings is set to open a new Astoria branch in October, continuing its commitment to community service and financial literacy.
Stout Management Company tapped to manage four new properties in Nevada. Stout Management Company is expanding its Nevada multifamily management portfolio by more than 300 units, adding Southern Nevada apartment management and leasing assignments at four properties in Las Vegas. The Village of Santo Domingo, a 120-unit community at 8530 W. Sahara Ave, and the Lenox Las Vegas, a 100-unit community at 430 E. Cactus Ave, are among the properties Stout is overseeing. President Taylor Verhollen stated that the Lenox Las Vegas is a luxury apartment community that enhances Stout's portfolio. In April, Stout also took over management of Harlow, a 98-unit community at 10620 West Alexander Ard. Demand for these properties is high, and the team is ready to provide exceptional living experiences for residents.
Lowe's Home Improvement opens at Thompson Thrift South Bridge Marketplace, outside Phoenix. Thompson Thrift announced the opening of a 130,000-square-foot Lowe's store at South Bridge Marketplace in Maricopa. Plans for a 54,000-square-foot second phase, anchored by Aldi, are in the works. Located in a high-traffic growth corridor, the marketplace is attracting popular brands like Einstein Bros Bagels and Club Pilates. With 70% of the remaining space already leased, Thompson Thrift is meeting the demand for quality services in Maricopa's rapidly expanding community. The company's commitment to long-term development in Arizona is evident through projects like Elliott Tech Center in Mesa and the Gilmore in Gilbert.
New Seabrook residents enjoy expert, personalized help and support. Margaret and Seth Bahar, new residents at Seabrook, an Erickson senior living community in Tinton Falls, NJ, receive personalized planning and moving support to make their transition seamless. The Seabrook team provided a detailed checklist, walkthrough, and preferred vendor list to help the Bahars downsize and sell their home. With the help of trusted experts, including a real estate agent who also served as a move coordinator, the Bihar's townhouse sold in just 1 week. Now settled in, they enjoy the vibrant lifestyle at Seabrook, participating in activities like dining at the community's restaurants, fitness classes, and creative arts. Thanks to the support from the Seabrook team, Margaret and Seth were able to start their new active lifestyle from day one.
What's the future of Swan Park in South Baltimore? The future of Swan Park in South Baltimore is still uncertain, despite initial plans to replace it with new blocks as part of the Port Covington development. The 11-acre park, known for its sports facilities, has been a staple in the community for decades. Closed in 2007 due to arsenic contamination, Swan Park underwent remediation and renovation before reopening in 2010. It features a baseball field, football soccer field, and softball baseball fields, along with a bath and field house. A monument honoring former Mayor Thomas Swan and the park's baseball history was installed in 2019. The Baltimore Peninsula Development Team is now proposing a land swap between Swan Park and West Covington Park, sparking discussions about the park's future. Stay tuned for updates on this evolving situation.
Davidag expands U.S. operations with new Northeast facility. Duodag, a global leader in structural and geotechnical engineering solutions, has opened a new manufacturing and distribution facility in Pennsylvania. This expansion enhances the company's ability to meet the growing demand for engineering products and solutions in the U.S. market. With a focus on threadbar systems, Duodag's 160 years of expertise can be seen in iconic structures like Apple's HQ and One World Trade Center. The new facility in the Northeast allows for faster delivery times, increased production capacity, and more efficient service. CEO Hugh Pelham stated that this strategic expansion brings core solutions closer to key markets, offering faster turnaround times and localized support. The facility will be supported by a dedicated sales and management team, including experienced professionals like Northeast Sales Manager Steve Scott and Geotechnical Engineer Maureen Merson. This expansion not only improves supply chain efficiency, but also creates local jobs, supports economic development, and fosters innovation and collaboration with engineering partners and customers.
Transform your bathroom into a stylish retreat. Residents of Boca Raton and neighboring regions can elevate their homes with expert bathroom remodeling services from Oasis Bathroom Remodeling Boca Raton. The team is dedicated to transforming outdated bathrooms into breathtaking retreats that reflect the homeowner's unique style. By maximizing space, upgrading fixtures, and offering a variety of high-quality products, Oasis Bathroom Remodeling Boca Raton ensures a functional and visually appealing result. Clients can also benefit from eco-friendly options and transparent pricing to suit their budget. Whether for residential or commercial projects, the team's commitment to exceptional craftsmanship and client satisfaction sets them apart in the industry. Learn more at Oasis Bathroom Remodeling, BocaRaton.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.